Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is your host, Molly McCord, and welcome to the first week of March. We're already into the third month of the year, and wow, what a beginning it has been. I don't know about you, but I felt a real energy change on March 1st, which was just Sunday, and I have been feeling this different energy. I would say it's like an inflow of different energies showing us what needs to be released, showing us what needs to be cleared out and really let go of, because we're entering a whole new dynamic areas of potential. And the rest of this year is going to be so different than what we've experienced for the past few years. So that being said, I'm very excited to talk again with Jim Phillips. He is back. You might remember him from last year. He came onto the program. And today we're going to talk about creating miracles, also living your inspirations, moving from inspirations to intentions, and really putting into motion what you want, what you're really here for, what you really want to take action on. And I love Jim's perspective and understanding, and so I'm looking forward to bringing him on in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I always like to start with some type of exercise or something that really brings in the energy, grounds us, connects us, lifts us up a little bit more. And I'd like to do that by focusing on the bottom of your feet and simply focusing on your feet touching the ground, the earth, the planet. We take this for granted. We assume it's gravity's there because it always is. But this is a way to really connect into your body, into yourself as a physical being, and into your purpose on the planet. If you just take a moment to focus on the bottom of your feet, even in your shoes, no matter where you are, maybe you're lucky enough to be touching sand or some wonderful warm water or something tropical right now, but just focus on your feet and how they provide a very necessary function, how our feet are really supporting us, grounding us, providing us with a solid connection here. And to just allow your feet to get a little bit heavier, a little bit more solid, firmer, and to even perhaps feel them sinking more into the ground as a way to really feel strong about yourself being here in this moment. And just doing this simple exercise, you can do it while you're sitting at your desk, while you're walking, anywhere. You're just really tuning into yourself, and you're tuning into the moment even more. It helps you connect your physical self to this moment that we're in. And now I'm going to bring Jim onto the line. But first I want to introduce him and let you know that he is a highly respected business leader, entrepreneur, spiritual life coach, inspirational speaker, and author. And while this might seem like a lot of roles or titles that he has taken on, they are all part of his life's purpose, which is to live in full expression of who he is. And can't we all relate to that? For the better part of 30 years, Jim has been inspiring others to higher levels of understanding and achievement. However, he recognized early on that to do so, he himself had to have the experiences. What Jim shares is his understanding and experience of his truth as he knows it through his life experiences. He shares it with you not to convince you that this is the way life is or should be, but to inspire you to live your life in truth as you see and experience it. His true passion is the exploration and application of spiritual laws as it applies to prosperity and overall quality of life. One of Jim's gifts is his ability to help others understand and apply complex spiritual concepts to their personal life. Jim's interviews and presentations always receive the highest reviews and are thought-provoking and life-changing. And Jim's website is prosperitybydesign.com, prosperitybydesign.com. Welcome back, Jim. I'm so happy that you're here again to speak with us.
Hi, Molly. How are you today?
I am doing excellent. I am doing great. And I know we have a lot of good stuff to cover today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I really appreciate you asking me back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you came back. I think that what you're sharing has a lot of relevance to people right now, and they want to move forward, and they want to know more about how they can put the right energies into action. And I think that your new book is going to be very inspiring for them, and that is From Inspiration to Intention, Living the Life You Imagine. And I know this book is coming out soon, and I would just love to know a little bit more about, you know, the premise of this title, Jim, and what it offers people, what it really brings to the forefront of their abilities.
Well, as you mentioned, the name of the book is From Inspiration to Intention, and it really came as a result of my first book being published, which is The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression. And I was at a book signing, and a publisher happened to be there, somebody that I didn't work with. She bought a copy of the book. She took it home to New York where she was living, and she contacted me about a week or so later and said that she really enjoyed the book. She said there's a ton of content in here that she felt I could dig into a little bit deeper. And she encouraged me to go back into it and start creating some e-books around some of the topics that are woven in The Key to Life. So that's really how it came to be. And this one, From Inspiration to Intention, is the one that just popped up to me as being the one that would be most beneficial to come out of this process first. And it's really about all of us understanding that we have these inspirations that come to us all the time. And the unfortunate thing is, more often than not, we ignore them. We feel that maybe it's just some silly thought or some silly idea that we're having that, for whatever reason, it just pops up in our head. It's not real. It's not something we can actually achieve, even though we feel really energized by the experience we have when we're given this inspiration. So the book is about allowing that inspiration to come forth, recognizing it, accepting it, embracing it. And the term I use in the book is honor it. Honor your inspirations. And when you honor it, that is allowing it to come forth. That is paying attention to it and giving it the attention that it deserves. And then the intention part of it is that once we have the inspiration, our intention is to bring it forth, to follow through on it. And intention, for most of us, we think it's, okay, well, this is just what I'm going to do, and that's where it ends. But intention has to be sustained through the whole process of bringing the inspiration to fruition. It's that constant vigilance that we have to stay on top of it, to make sure that as we're making decisions, as we're moving towards the inspiration coming into manifestation, that we're making decisions in alignment with that. and that we recognize when we're off track. We recognize when perhaps some limiting beliefs have popped up that would prevent us from fully bringing that inspiration to the forefront. So the book is about that. It's I think got a lot of guidance in it. I think it has a lot of thought-provoking questions in it. And to me, that's really what this whole process of life is about. It's about questioning who we are, what we're doing, what our purpose for being here is, and then questioning how we can go about fulfilling it. And not limiting ourselves based on what other people say, not limiting ourselves based on beliefs we hold about ourselves that are limiting in who we are and how we experience ourselves, and really just going for it. The term that I've used in pretty much all the work that I've been doing is we just need to jump into our magnificence. It's there. It's waiting for us to jump into it, to activate it, so that we can have that experience. And it's not only for us. It's for the experience of all of those around us, so that they can see and recognize in us, when we're in our magnificence, their own magnificence. And hopefully it inspires and encourages them to do the same thing.
Oh, I love that, Jim. You explained that so beautifully, so perfectly. And I think that it's important to hear this information many times, because throughout our lives we have new intentions or new inspirations, and we have to remember that it's an ongoing practice. It's something we are in charge of, that we are gifted with the ability to put it into action, and like you said, to make sure that we're in alignment with our best and highest good, that we are really in alignment with our own magnificence. That is a wonderful message that we always need to hear, and I'm excited for this book to come out. I know it's coming out soon, and I want to let people know that they can go to your website and sign up on your email list to make sure that they are aware of when the book comes out, too. So everyone, you go to prosperitybydesign.com and get on Jim's email list there, and he has another great free ebook available, which I want to talk about in just a little bit. But I wanted to stay on this topic before we go to the miracles topic. So, Jim, that's a great story about how that book idea came about. What did you discover when you were writing about this topic? What came through that perhaps surprised you or was unexpected? You know, what was it like for you to write about this topic?
It was exciting. It was humbling. It was intriguing. It really is all of those things, because, as you know, when you write, it's an exploration. You open yourself up to the ideas and the thoughts and the inspirations that are coming through. And as a writer, as much as we can, we allow our imagination to go. And we just get in the flow. And there's times when I would get an idea or a thought, which I say I would get it. It's just coming through in whatever way that happens. And I would just kind of sit back and go, wow, it's kind of amazing. And then I would kind of question and go, well, is this just me playing with these ideas, or is this something that's really important and valuable that people need to hear? And I would always come to the conclusion that it's not for me to decide for other people. So it's in the book. Whatever came through in that way, it's in the book. And it's in the book for people to look at, to play with, not necessarily to accept, but at least to cause them to think and perhaps gain a different perspective than the one that they currently hold about life and about themselves. So to me, that was the exciting part, and always is the exciting part of the whole process. But one other thing that was really kind of interesting was part of the book, in the beginning of it, I used definitions for inspiration and intention, because I wanted people to understand more completely where I was coming from with this. And I always thought the word inspire was an interesting word. And we, of course, when I say we, most of us look at inspire as being that inner nudge or that inner longing to do something or to have an experience. I don't want to use the word motivation, because I think motivation is a little bit different. But it was a while ago that I actually looked into the word inspire, and it means to breathe life into, which I think is a really cool way to look at what happens when we are given an inspiration. We are given that opportunity to breathe life into whatever that event or that experience or that whatever it is that we're given the idea about to create. So we breathe life into it. And, you know, interestingly enough, if you want to use the comparison, what does it say about creation that God breathed life into us. And it's a similar process. And it, to me, it's and I know you've heard as above, so below. I look at that as being another analogy, another component of that whole idea that here we are on earth, in my opinion, as the divine in human form, we're given inspirations, which gives us the opportunity to breathe life into these experiences and these events that we're creating in our lives. And I believe that we create them so that we can have the fullest experience of ourselves that we possibly can. So we're creating these opportunities for ourselves to have these expansive moments, if you will. So to inspire is to breathe life into. And then I was thinking about intention. And, you know, intention, again, we think about that as just a statement that we're going to say that this is what I'm going to do. This is, I intend to do this. It's our well, it's more than a desire, but it's our statement, I guess. This is my intention. I intend to do this. It's letting people know this is what we want to do. So I started thinking about it, and as I said a minute ago, it's not a one-time statement that we make. It has to be sustained over the period of time that we're bringing the inspiration or breathing life into the inspiration for it to actually come to be. So here's the definition that I was given while I was writing. And I thought it was an interesting definition. And this is one of those things that I kind of stepped back after it came through, and I just said, wow. And then I kind of played with it to make sure that it made sense. But here's what it is. Intention is the energetic impulse that, when expressed, begins and sustains the process of coalescing all that is necessary for that which is desired to become manifest. So just looking at that,
wow.
We know that a thought, yeah, I know, it's it's just one of those.
I love it. Do you mind reading that again? Do you mind reading it again?
Sure. Yeah. Intention.
Only because it had so much good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Intention is the energetic impulse that, when expressed, begins and sustains the process of coalescing all that is necessary for that which is desired to become manifest. The idea behind this
strong...
too. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. We have a little delay. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that if we think about a thought is energy, and that's where this whole part about it being an energetic impulse, because an intention is a thought. It's something that comes up within us that would cause us to move towards whatever it is that is asking to be made manifest. So it's an energetic impulse, but we have to sustain it, and that's what helps us continue the process. But the process is coalescing all that's necessary. So if you think about, if you have an inspiration, there's all kinds of things that probably have to come into play or come into place for it to become manifest. So the intention is the process of coalescing all that's necessary. And, of course, when you have the intention, there's a focus. And when we have that focus, that's what calls in all the stuff that we need. And then it's just a matter of making the right decisions or making the best decisions that we possibly can based on all the stuff that's coming in that are in alignment with the actual inspiration.
I think it's such a powerful definition because a lot of us know energetically what intention is, but this really grounds it and provides it with some really strong words that coalesce. And, you know, the way you really described it is powerful. So that's beautiful. And, you know, I feel like so much of your work is how you channel, you know, because you're so connected and you're so open to the higher realms and what you bring down and offer us and share with us, that it's really a gift to hear more of these insights. So I'm looking forward to this book coming out.
Thank you. And it should be out next week. And I appreciate you mentioning that people can sign up on my email list on my website. The best thing to do is go to the website, and as soon as they get on the website, they'll actually see where there's another ebook there that's available that's called Creating Miracles, which is the one that we're going to be discussing, I think, in a few minutes. If they sign up for that, they'll automatically be put in the email list that's going to be notified of the From Inspiration to Intention being made available. And it'll be made available to those people on that distribution list for free, along with a lot of other goodies, if you will. I've got some other authors that have agreed to participate in this launch with me, so they've given me some really wonderful things to add to my book being given out for free for a couple of days next week.
Wonderful. That's great. Okay, that's a good heads up, everyone, to sign up because you'll get some free goodies and some more good stuff from other contributors. So with this new book coming out, if anyone hasn't already checked out Jim's first book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, that's what we spoke about last time when Jim was here on the program, and that has a lot of great content, a lot of inspiring messages. And it sounds like, Jim, this basically, as you said, takes those messages, or one of those messages, even deeper and even further. Is there anything else that came through with this new book that you found to be really unexpected or inspiring, or just, you know, really thought, wow, this is so timely for what people are experiencing right now?
Yes, there is, and I'm actually pulling it up now because I've been so buried in getting this book ready for publishing. I my head's kind of spinning with all this information, so I want to make sure that I give this quote exactly as it was given to me. But it's the opening quote in the book that I think really explains all of the information that I'm given and why I'm being given it at this time. And really what I can do with it, what we all can do with it, to not only change the course of our own lives, but as you know, when we do that, we're changing the course of the world and the course of humanity, which is something that we all need to take seriously and understand the power that each one of us has in the way that humanity actually lives out on the earth plane. And we've always had that power and that ability, but we haven't always recognize it. In fact, most people don't recognize it yet. But when we become aware of that, I think we, of course, the term is we become more conscious. But when we become more conscious, we become more conscious of the choices that we make. And we look to make choices that are, I'm going to use the word alignment again, but we tend to make choices more in alignment with those things that not only will make our own lives better, but will have the ripple effect that we hear about so often on the lives of everybody around us. And then as they're out in the world, the ripple effect again, the people who are in their lives will also be impacted. And it spreads across the planet and impacts everybody and everything on the planet. So here's the quote. And this really has to do with life's purpose, the purpose of our being here, and how we are to, in my opinion, live our lives out. Here's the quote. We have collectively come to believe and accept that our life's purpose is something specific we are called to do. In truth, life's purpose is the experience and expression of our divine self as we do what we are inspired to do.
Oh, that's a great quote. That's really great. Yes. And it leaves it open. You know, it helps you understand too that as you do raise your consciousness and your awareness about your power, your spiritual gift, and your abilities, that you're always open to that next inspiration, that there are many paths to take or that can unfold in front of you. And that's part of the adventure. And I think also that's part of stepping into your magnificence is, you know, owning that there's so many parts of ourselves that are here to be expressed. Based on what we choose.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the most difficult things for most of us to understand and accept about ourselves is that there's this, I guess, this underlying belief or desire that a life's purpose has to be something magnificent and grand that's going to be played out on the world stage, that's going to be recognized and noticed by the masses. And there are some people whose lives play out that way. And they play out that way in a very positive way, but there's also people whose lives play out that way in a very negative way, but yet they're still offering us a gift in seeing how life can be if we were to follow that same path, if you will. And what I want people to understand is that regardless of how their life unfolds, they are as meaningful a piece of the puzzle of humanity as somebody whose life might be like Martin Luther King. And I know people are saying, well, no, that's not possible because of what he did. Well, see, but we don't know. We don't know the impact we have on people around us. And I can give you a quick story, and this was actually in my first book, and it had to do with me speaking. And I spoke to a large group of people, and typically what would happen after I speak is that people would come up to the front and ask me a question that's a little more personal than it probably would have been appropriate for them to ask out in front of the group. And so the same thing happened on this particular day, and I finished speaking, and there was a bunch of people standing in front of me, and a gentleman and I were having a conversation. He was asking me a question. I was answering it. And I noticed a woman was making her way towards the front and didn't know who she was, didn't recognize her, but just noticed that she was walking up. So I finished answering the question for this gentleman that was speaking to me, and I turned around, and my eyes caught this woman who had made her way up to the front. And she looked at me, and she said that she had heard me speak 2 years before, and that there was something that I had said during that particular event that saved her daughter's life. And she turned around and walked away. And I didn't know who she was. I don't know what it was that I said to her, could have possibly said to her, that would have changed her life or changed her daughter's life or saved her daughter's life for that matter. But what I realized was that was evidence to me that we are far more powerful than we believe ourselves to be, that we have far greater impact on those around us than most of us will ever have any idea that we are. Now, I was fortunate that she came forward to tell me that. And that's been part of my desire and my motivation and my inspiration to keep talking, because I never know who's going to be in the room. I never know who's going to be on a show like yours. I never know who's going to read my book. But here's what I do know. I do know that I trust the process, and that I wouldn't have been inspired to write or to speak or to do the things that I do if there wasn't some meaningful purpose behind it that was going to be impactful to other people. And that's what I mean when I say that we have to understand that our life's purpose is being who we are, living in full expression of who we are. That's who we're intended to be. And the more we can fulfill that role, which is really our only role, the greater the impact we're going to have, because that's who we're designed to be, is whoever that is. Whoever we were designed to be, when we live in full expression of that being, we're going to impact the greatest number of people.
It's so true, and I believe that it's one of the highest functions and purposes of the internet, of the fact that we can connect with people all over the globe and share these inspirations, to share this energy, to create a global community of similar souls, of similar vibrations who need this information and who also can pass it forward and pass it on, because like you said, you never know who's listening. And usually I found, and you've probably found this too, Jim, is that, you know, people hear you or find you because you have that exact message they need at that time in their life. And it's really incredible how that synchronicity shows up. I know I've been on the receiving end of that, and you know, I hope to be the one who also offers those messages just like you, because it's how we can really be our magnificent selves. That's a great story.
And what you're saying right now is exactly the experience that I would have when I write, and that is, I'll get to a point where there might be somewhat of a block. We'll call it writer's block or creative thought block or whatever you want to call it. But I would get to some point where I didn't fully understand what it was that I was in the process of writing or explaining or the direction that I needed to go. And invariably, I'd get up and walk away from what I was doing, and somehow, some way, the information I needed or the person I needed to talk to or an experience I needed to have would take place pretty quickly that would give me the opportunity to more fully understand what it was I was to write about. And in your introduction, when I put in there that I needed to have the experiences myself before I could talk about it intelligently, but also from an experiential standpoint, that's what that's about. It's about having those opportunities where I can say, no, this is the experience I had. This is the way it happened to me. Doesn't mean it's going to happen the same way for other people, but at least I can speak about it from having had the experience. It could be similar to what somebody else might have.
And it adds that authenticity, that understanding, that compassion that I know what it's like to have that experience. I understand it. And all of that is so valuable. I mean, I think about a doctor, you know, has to understand, you know, both sides of an equation. You have to understand what it's like to be the one who provides a solution or a remedy, and also has to have the empathy and understanding of what it means to be a patient or someone who needs that information. So I think it adds so much value, especially for those who have had maybe a harder road the past few years or maybe the past decade, you know that all of that can help with your spiritual growth if you have that intention. And I think that really ties into your messages, Jim, that, you know, you can really move any energy forward when you're really strong in the intention of where you want that energy to go, regardless of what you've experienced and regardless of what's shown up.
Mm-hmm. I think what you just said is extremely important, Molly, and that is that everybody's going to have some difficulty or challenge in life. I don't care who they are or what family they're born into or how much money they have or whatever the case may be. There's going to be some difficulty, or I'd even like to use the word difficulty. There's going to be some challenging opportunity. I think that's a more positive way to look at it. And if people would recognize and understand that if we are in fact here, as I believe we are, to have an expansive experience and expression of ourself, that's the purpose of our being here, is to expand upon that experience of ourself. Really the only way to do that is to continue to have situations put before us that cause us to expand. And expansion happens more rapidly and I think more completely through difficulty than it does in just having happy, wonderful experiences, which we have those as well. And we certainly expand during those because that allows us to have the experience of joy and love and peace and all the other things that are a part of life and a part of who we are. But it's those challenging opportunities that give us the greater opportunity for a grander experience of ourselves and a grander expression of ourselves within the context of that challenging opportunity. So what I advise my coaching clients to do is just understand life is going to be difficult and challenging. You're going to have these situations come up. If we can look at those as it being an opportunity instead of it being something to hold us back, and I know we hear about stepping stones and things like that, that if we can look at these challenges as being stepping stones to the next thing, we can get through it because we look at it as being a benefit. And then if we can raise our consciousness a little bit more and recognize that we created it, that we were involved in actually bringing it to ourselves so that we could have that experience of ourselves within the context of that experience. And I realize that's a little bit more challenging for people to embrace and accept, but that's something that I believe very, very deeply, that's part of our creating or our creator beingness, if you will, ourselves as a creator. We're creating those opportunities for ourselves to have that experience so that we can have a greater experience of ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. And that is something that I personally teach and that I share when I talk about the five types of consciousness on the planet and how, you know, each of us is exactly where we need to be in terms of our learning and our spiritual growth and what we choose. Because, you know, some people choose to stay in a very, you know, in a certain level of consciousness or understanding because that really works with that for them, or they don't desire more understanding. But when you do expand your consciousness and you see how powerful you are in all situations and in all ways, and that your energy contributes to every situation in your life, you tap into more of your power. And, you know, this is actually a great segue, Jim, into you know, creating miracles and into creating miracles based on your intentions, based on your energies, based on what you intentionally put out into the world. And I think that this ebook, this free ebook you created as a gift, has some great wisdom in it. And what inspired you to write this ebook?
It again came as a result of The Key to Life and just the process I went through as I was writing that and looking at miracles in a different way than I think a lot of people, I'm not going to say everybody, but different than a lot of people do, because I think we tend to think of miracles as being something outside of ourselves, something that we, no way can we create it. You have to be a religious figure, or you have to be a master or something like that. And they're just not attributed to ordinary people. And yet what I want people to understand is that from my perspective, a miracle, and I'm going to say nothing more than, and I don't mean that in a limiting way, but in a way that I want people to understand that miracles are around us every day. But miracles are nothing more than an act of creation. It's just bringing about different experiences. And the key statement in this ebook is that miracles occur when the conditions are such. And basically what that means is when the conditions are perfect for that event or that experience, that is the miracle. That's the creation. That's the bringing forth whatever it is that is trying to be expressed or to be experienced at that point in time. And I use the example of a mushroom because nature provides us some wonderful opportunities to look at what happens around us and what we're capable of creating. But again, we don't necessarily look at it in the way of a miracle. But in my backyard, I can go in my backyard and the grass is green and there's nothing in it and it looks fine. But then the next day I can go out there and there can be mushrooms 3 or 4 inches tall. And the fact of the matter is the process of the mushroom becoming a mushroom was happening even though I couldn't see it. And the conditions for the mushroom to grow had to be perfect. Otherwise, it wouldn't have grown. And it's the soil conditions. It's the temperature. It's the moisture in the air. It's the watering. It's all the things that would be necessary for it to grow. And so here one day you don't have mushrooms, the next day you do. And people might say, well, that's not a miracle because mushrooms grow this way and that way. And I understand that. We can get to the biology of all kinds of things. But the point being, the conditions were perfect for it to grow. It wasn't there yesterday, but it's there today. And that's the way that I like to look at life, is that there's these opportunities for us to create our own life experiences and to participate in bringing the conditions that are necessary for the miracle to occur. And yes, we tap into our partnership with the divine. There's no question. And the divine does its part in helping the miracle come to be. But we also are a part of that creative process.
One of the things that I love about this free ebook, Jim, is that you have a lot of really lovely quotes and just great digestible bits of information. And one of my favorites is this quote, which is from number 4. The miracle is the creation of the experience we desire now, placing any undue conditions upon it or expectations on how we believe it will show up. And I believe that is such an important understanding, especially for our human minds, is to remove those conditions and expectations, because that's part of the training. You know, the miracle training is to be aware of that in ourselves.
Yeah, it's really letting go of the outcome. And when I've helped people with that, letting go of the outcome. Now, we can have an idea of the experience we want to have, and that's wonderful because we have to have that direction, if you will, and we need to be able to make choices that are in alignment with where we want to go. But I think too often what we do is we have this end goal, and we focus so intently on it that we limit ourselves, because that one goal that we have is just one potential. And there are potentials much vaster than the potential we would have. And in fact, too often the potential that we show or that we, or the outcome that we would want to have is being limited because of our limiting beliefs that we hold about what we believe is possible and about what we believe is possible for ourselves. So if we can go into this process of creating miracles and let our imagination run wild and not judge it, and not be so fixed on a particular outcome, what I have experienced is that more often than not, the outcome is much bigger, much better than I ever thought it would be. And so then you learn to trust the process.
I can, yeah. I can completely relate to that. And in fact, I remember, it probably is almost 15 years ago now, one of my first spiritual teachers had to get that into my head. Molly, you don't know. Molly, you don't know. I thought I knew. I thought, no, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to have. And she kept saying, you know, you always want to finish your intentions with this or something better. You know, the universe upgrades you. The universe brings you more than you could ever see in your peripheral vision. And it took practice to really get that clear and to really integrate it. But it's such a vital component is to constantly be aware of where we're placing any expectations and conditions and to allow ourselves to really trust that something even better can show up.
Yeah. Let me tell you a quick story, and I'll make this really quick.
Yeah.
I had a business meeting, and in the meeting we were talking about really creating the experiences we want to have in life and the fact that we participate in it, and it begins with our thoughts and things like that. And this gentleman that was in there relayed this story about when he was in high school. And he said that he was in track, and he had an event coming up, and he was training for it. And he said that his intention was to break the state record, whatever that was, whatever the state record was for this distance he was running. He wanted to break the state record. That was his focus. That's what he was training for. And he worked really hard. He focused on it. He envisioned himself crossing the finish line with the time being less than what the state record was, so he would, in fact, have set a new state record. So he practiced and practiced and trained. And day of the event comes, the starting gun goes off. He takes off and he runs. And he's running as hard as he can. He crosses the finish line. He looks at the clock, and by God, he broke the state record. But he came in second. Another guy won. But this guy who was telling the story, he achieved his goal. He beat what the then state record was, but he didn't win the race. The other guy focused on winning the race and ended up breaking the state record. But he won the race, which is really what, and the point that I want to illustrate with that is that there could have been a better outcome. And not that the outcome of breaking the state record wasn't wonderful, it was, but I'm sure he would have rather have won the race than just break the state record. His assumption was, if I break the state record, I'll win the race. But that wasn't the case.
Yes, great story. Right. What is your intention? What do you really want to create in an experience?
Mm-hmm.
So of these 10 points that you offer about creating miracles, I love, you know, how you define faith. And can you share with everyone who's listening what that acronym is for you, what faith means?
Mm-hmm. Well, faith means different things to a lot of people, but the one way that we look at faith is faith being our religious beliefs, our faith in whatever that religion might be, our faith in God, Spirit, the divine. Trusting, if you will, just knowing that something that we desire will come to be, or that we have hope that it would come to be. And what I have found is that there's always a component that prevents or would preclude us from having an experience that we really want to have. And that component really is us. We're the one that gets in the way. So I was taking an early morning walk one day, and I was playing with this whole idea of faith and what it means, and really just popped into my consciousness that the word faith contained within the letters the whole idea that I was trying to bring forward. So faith, F-A-I-T-H, stands for fully allow it to happen, which to me is translated into get out of the way. Allow the process to take place. And faith is trusting that the process is taking place, is always taking place, and will always take place. But we need to understand that at some point we've got to get out of the way. We've got to let go of any thoughts or beliefs that would prevent us from taking the steps necessary that we can take. We've got to allow the negative or limiting beliefs that we hold to go. We're going to have them. We need to recognize and acknowledge it, but not attach ourselves to them. Because, again, if we attach to them, that's going to prevent us from doing certain things or putting out these thoughts that what it is we're trying to experience is not possible. And if we have a thought of something not being possible, then it is. It's not going to happen. It is impossible. If we believe it's impossible, it'll be impossible. So the whole idea of faith is just fully allow it to happen. And again, that was another one of those things that helps me when I write. It's get out of the way. Let the process do what the process does. And that's to allow the completion of whatever it is that you're working on, especially if it's something you've been inspired to do.
Beautifully explained. Yes, yes. Another important message to have in our psyches to remind ourselves about, that there is so much that's supporting us right now when we get out of our own way and follow those inspirations, take actions on our intentions and make them real. We have about 15 minutes or so left. And as I'm looked over your free ebook, Jim, Creating Miracles, I was wondering what you can tell us about these 10 messages that came through. Was there anything that really struck you as being really important and timely for right now? We've even already touched on it, but this is such a dynamic year, and people are really ready for those leaps of faith. They're really ready to move forward and to trust that miracles are going to show up for them. Do you have any advice or insights about how people can dial into that energy even more?
Yeah, it was funny when you were doing it, because I pulled up what those 10 things are just so I can have them in front of me. And the one that jumped up as you were speaking was number 10, and that was embrace the unexpected. And I think that's so important, because we'll have things show up in our lives that will seem to be totally disjointed from what it is that we're looking at or trying to experience or trying to create. But I think we have to recognize it showed up for something, and we need to pay attention to it and recognize that these situations, just like you were talking about before, when we need something, when we need information, or we need someone to talk to, or we need some bit of guidance or something, it always shows up. We just need to make ourselves available to it. We need to really be aware of what's happening around us, but also recognize that a lot of times these things that show up are going to look and feel like they don't belong. So this whole idea of embrace the unexpected allows us to really expand the scope of what we're trying to do and experience. And because it's unexpected, I think it also gives us an opportunity to have a much more, the same words keep flowing through my head as we're talking, but a much grander experience of ourselves. Because, again, that's to me what life is about. It's about each of us having this magnificent experience of ourselves as divine beings. And we're given everything that we need while we live here on this planet to do that. Part of that is all of these things that might show up unexpectedly. A difficult situation can show up in the middle of a very positive experience we might be having. And we may say, well, that showed up at the worst possible time. Well, did it? Or did it show up at the perfect time? Because there's something that particular experience offers you that you needed to now move into to, again, expand upon the experience of yourself. Maybe it takes you to a totally different place where the wonderful experience you were having, now because you've gone off and you're now working on this more challenging situation, if you will, maybe the result is an experience even grander than the happy, beneficial experience you just got knocked off of, if you will. And I don't know. That's why I don't question these things anymore. I look at them and I go, okay, well, what's this about? What's this? And a lot of times I can't answer the question. I can't, because it's not obvious, but it's there. And so I recognize that it's there. I accept that it's there. I embrace the fact that it's there. And I don't judge it. And I allow it to be whatever it is and to see what's going to happen with it. And that's when the pieces start falling into place. And a lot of times, it won't be until I've actually gone through an experience that I'll say, oh, that's what that was for. Because I still didn't recognize it. But I eventually get to the point where I saw what the purpose was or the benefit of whatever that particular challenge that might have shown up would be. So that's what, to me, one of the strongest things. And then another one is you got to take action. Life is not static. It's dynamic. So we have to be dynamic. We have to be engaged and consciously engaged, where we're making decisions and we're taking action consciously, knowing what it is we're trying to create and experience. Again, so that we know the direction we're going, but also so we can call into ourselves those things that would allow that particular experience to take place. It's just a really important part of this, and it sounds so simple. But I tell you, there's a lot of people sitting around this world waiting for God or spirit or somebody to tell them what to do. And it doesn't happen that way. It happens as a result of us following the inspirations that we're given. And then we're also given everything that we need to make those inspirations come into our lived experience.
Absolutely. And as you explained, the inspiration is God breathing air into us. That is your direction. That is what you're supposed to follow.
Right.
And that's where you trust and you have faith and you take the actions, however small they might be. You know, sometimes with an inspiration we can think, oh, I have to do all of this, or it's a huge vision or a bigger picture. And all of that just starts with the simple basic steps of perhaps taking notes or writing something down or making a phone call or doing a little research. You know, just start with the basic steps of your inspiration, because the momentum builds, it grows. And as you take those steps, so you take the action, more comes in to support you. I can attest to this. It's happened 1,000,005 times that you just take the small steps and you follow the breadcrumbs. And that's how you also see how supported you are by God, by the universe, by spirit.
Mm-hmm. The importance of taking that first step is the person who might be taking that first step giving notice to the universe that I'm all in, that I'm willing to participate, that I'm willing to engage. Because until we do that, the support's not going to be given. We have to let the universe know that we heard the call and that we're willing to step into it. And many times it's going to be frightening, but it's just trusting in it. I don't know if you remember from my first book, The Key to Life, this one quote, because this is one that really continues to carry me through pretty much everything that I do, especially when these limiting beliefs and doubts show up. And that is that we wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended to be. So we've got to recognize that inspiration is there purposefully. It's not an accident. It's being given to each one of us. It's not given to everybody. The same inspiration is not given to everybody. It's given to each one of us based on who we are and what we're here to experience during this particular lifetime. So just trust it, that you wouldn't be inspired to do something if it wasn't intended to be. And then the second part of that quote is that if it is intended to be, all for it to be is provided. And that was what you were just talking about. You take that first step, and then all of a sudden you start seeing things show up. Well, that's the provision. That's where we're being given all the things we need to allow the inspiration to come and be expressed and experienced.
One tangible example that I've experienced and that I know has worked for other people is that, say you want to move. You want a change of residence, a change of home. You want to go to a new country or a new state. You just start by packing a box in your house. You start by putting some things into a box that demonstrates I'm packing, I'm moving, things are happening, and that energy gets going. That is where you're really taking action and doing something simple that really changes what can transpire for you next. So it's, again, it comes back to, again, the small steps putting the energy into action and really trusting that other parts will show up for you. Because it's amazing. I mean, this is how amazing stories happen, is that things happen out of the blue and you just can shake your head and think, wow, I can't believe how this transpired. But it's also, I think, one of the joys of life is that we get to live in this state of miracles and of wonder.
Take credit for it. We don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we create in our own lives. We say it's a coincidence,
right,
or some other something happened, and yet we're the ones that took the initial steps, just as you said, and we continue to take the steps, and we have the intention, and we continue to hold the intention as we move forward. We're here to recognize ourselves as creators and to have that experience. And the more that we give ourselves credit for it, I'm not talking about ego. I'm not talking about standing on your roof and screaming how great you are. I'm talking about even in the quiet of your own house or in your mind, it doesn't matter. Acknowledge what you're doing and what you've done.
Yes, that self-validation is important, and it reinforces your own personal sense of power in really important ways. Jim, we just have a few minutes left, and this has been a wonderful, rich conversation. It's been so great to talk with you about these topics. Is there anything you would like to leave us with before we have to close out the show? Any more words of advice or any stories that you would like to share before we end?
One thing that I bring up a lot of times when I talk, and I think it's really the key to getting more involved in the conscious creation of our life experiences, and it's the thing that if we just do on a regular basis, we recognize, number one, how powerful we are, and we recognize what, in fact, we have already been creating, and that is just to expand our awareness. And by that, I mean just expand our awareness of what's happening around us. Pay attention to the people around you. Pay attention to the conversations. Pay attention to the events that are taking place. And you don't have to necessarily recognize initially that those things are playing out based on your thoughts and beliefs. You're going to have the term that you use is out-picturing. You're going to have this out-picturing of your thoughts and beliefs that are being played out in the reality as you see it. And by paying attention to it and realizing that the thoughts that you have, you'll see somebody show up that'll be bringing you exactly what you were thinking about, or you'll have that thought of wanting to call somebody you haven't called in a long time, and all of a sudden they call you. That's the sort of thing I'm talking about. Pay attention to those things that we might call coincidence and recognize as they're not. They're things that you are creating or co-creating. But pay attention to everything that's happening around you. Then pay attention to what's happening within you, your feelings and your thoughts and your beliefs, and then make the connection. Make the connection of where you are in your thoughts and where you are in your feelings and your beliefs, and then look at what's happening outside. And once we make that connection, that's when we really and truly accept and understand how powerful we are and that we are the authority in our own lives. We're the ones that we can decide how we want life to unfold for us. Now, again, that doesn't mean we're not going to have challenging situations, but we are the authority in that we choose how we're going to respond to those situations. We can either allow it to empower us, or we can allow those situations to disempower us. And in doing so, we essentially give our power away, and we are at the whim of life instead of creating the life experiences that we want to have. So that to me is an important part of it, just becoming more aware. And then from that, I think we'll have much more ideas and information and opportunities and experiences that will come as a result of that expanded awareness.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim. Again, everyone, you can find out more about Jim's books and his works on prosperitybydesign.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Appreciate your time, your energy, your participation, and, of course, encouraging you to have a wonderful time creating your miracles. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you next week, and I hope in the meantime that March continues to take you into the best possible experiences. Take good care, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.